time for a Mr. Predictor, and we're going to have a go at a bit of a long-range forecast here. Al, we're going to sort of look ahead to 2016. We've got some fascinating tournaments coming up, and no doubt we'll revisit this during the year and see how we got on. So we're just going to whip through it, really. So we'll start off with the 2016 Asia Cup, 2020 cricket this year for the first time. Al, your thoughts?
Well, I think that's a really good idea to have a T20 tournament. They're obviously looking ahead to the World Cup, so it would be a great precursor to that. And I think home advantage probably going to Bangladesh to take the tournament.
OK, well, I'm going to go with India to win. I just think Sri Lanka, Pakistan firing a little bit hot and cold at the moment. India looking pretty good to me, so I'm going to go with India to win the Asia Cup. And then, of course, we come on to the ICC World 2020, massive event being held in India. 10 teams will make it through to the sort of second group stage. We've got six associates qualifying to join them, of course. Who's going to win overall? It's always very competitive, of course.
Fantastic to have six associates playing it out to get into the final groups. So that's a really good start to the competition this coming T20 World Cup. Then you've got a group of death potentially, and India playing Pakistan in that one. So that's going to be good to keep an eye on. I think overall, again, home advantage would be with India as the hosts. But I think England are looking really, really good. So I fancy England to go all the way and to win their second T20 World Cup.
I think that's a really good shout. Certainly, you've mentioned India and England, too, the teams that I was going to mention. Pakistan, I know I've just said they're firing a little bit hot and cold, but they always do so well in 2020 yep. World Cups. They're playing in India. I think that might inspire them as well, because we don't know whether they're going to be playing India over this sort of holiday period. South Africa is an outside bet as well, perhaps. I just think that things are coming together nicely for them. Certainly in 2020 cricket, they beat India recently in India, and they beat them very, very comprehensively. So I fancy them to go well as well.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. AB de Villiers is sensational. He can turn a game on its head. New Zealand also. You know, they've got a great T20 squad. And again, any of their batsmen can turn the game on its head as well. So it's going to be a great tournament.
And what about the women's tournament? Runs alongside, of course, 10 teams, but only Australia and England have ever won it. I personally would think it would be very hard to see a team outside of those two winning. But what do you think?
Yeah, great to see Ireland being there in the women's T20 World Cup. But I'm with you, John. I think it's going to be between Australia and England to win that one.
Could be another Australia-England final, of course. Coming on to England summer, hosting Pakistan and Sri Lanka, which we're very much looking forward to already. England, I reckon they should be too strong, certainly in the tests for both of those sides, but what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, John. It's going to be a great summer. Always good to host Sri Lanka and Pakistan in England. And Wales, and it will be a great summer with England coming out on top.
Let's hope for some good weather as well, of course. Let's just finish then by maybe thinking of a few players who you think might impress in this coming year.
Well, I think from an English point of view, you've got to look at the likes of James Taylor, who have come into the England setup and really made their mark towards the end of 2015. So I'd like to see him come in with a strong 2016 as well. So and for Australia, Joe Burns, he's come into the Australian squad now, and I think it looks a very exciting opening batsman.
I'm going to go with Alex Hales. I think it could be a very big year for him, 2016, quite possibly in all formats, and maybe somebody like Dinesh Chandimal. I really think he's matured a lot over the last couple of years, ready to take his game to the next level. So we will, of course, see.